Time for our Everyday Hero and the Fundi Foundation helping parents to settle lay-by debts in the spotlight today. Spiwe Masuku joins us, Marketing Manager of Fundi South Africa. Great to have you, Spiwe.
Hi, Johannes. How are you?
Johannes is my colleague. My name is Clarence. But yeah, you're speaking to both of us. It's absolutely fine.
Yes.
Spiwe, tell us why lay-bys? Why is lay-by such an important intervention that you feel necessary?
Thank you, Clarence, and good morning to your listeners at home. So as part of the foundation that was established in 2019 by Fundi Capital, which is in the student financing space, we are trying to assist, you know, parents and students to enable their education dreams. And one of the researches that we've done recently is that, you know, there's a lot of depression within the school environment. There's a lot of bullying. There's a lot of reluctance with some of these young children going to school because they are not looking like their peers in terms of the uniform that the school requires for them to be get in every day when they go to school. And part of that, and also considering that, you know, parents don't always have funds to cater for all these needs. And we also don't have a lot of funds that we can give away immediately to parents. We then realized that we should look at initiatives that can meet parents halfway and make sure that we'll still bring a little joy, you know, to the families and to the children in the school environment so that when they go to school, they also feel like they are part of, you know, the system. They are part of everything that's happening in that environment. And so that's how the lay-by campaign started in January this year.
Okay, so in today's Everyday Hero slot, we are talking to the Fundi Foundation, an initiative to help parents settle lay-by debts from schooling purchases at the start of 2024. Now, you've set aside 15,000 rands for paying lay-bys at Jet, Pep and Ackerman stores, both in Gqeberha and Cape Town, and you're inviting Cape Town, or rather companies and the public, to join the initiative. I'm kind of thinking 15,000 rand won't go far, will it?
Yes, definitely. So the call to action was for us to start this initiative and also, you know, bring in our corporates, bring in our retail partners, also bring in our individual South Africans to come on board to make South Africa a better place for everyone and make the education fun for these learners that are going into the school environment. So we were putting out that 15,000 rand so that we can get corporates that will come and match. So we are still saying to the corporates, we are still saying to individuals such as yourself as well, to say, you know, it goes a long way to give someone something that they've never thought that they will be receiving, especially something like education or in the education space. So we are still saying to individuals, visit your nearest Ackermans, visit your nearest Pep store, visit your nearest Jet, and, you know, ask for a lay-by that has been done by a parent that contains uniform items and pay out that lay-by. Some of these lay-bys range from about 300 rand, you know. 300 rand is something that some of us use on Uber Eats on a daily basis for lunch or something like that. So imagine bringing that joy in someone's face by cutting your lunch money and actually, you know, paying an extra lay-by for someone. The sentiments that we've received with the 15,000 rand and some of the individuals that have done the lay-bys and come to us and say, you know, I didn't know how it means for other people to just have their lay-by paid off. You know, it means that by coming together, we can achieve more. And that is the whole point of this lay-by campaign. We are still calling on every corporate. We are still calling on retailers and individuals such as myself, yourself, and anyone in the space. You know, just visit the store, go and ask for a lay-by, and off you go, paid off, and just, you know, bring that joy in the face of someone.
Yeah. So, how do you assess qualifying parents for this? What is the process?
Okay. So the process when we started the initiative, we started by saying that the lay-bys that are at least 15 days old. We started in Feb, so we're targeting lay-bys that were done from the 15th of Jan. Because also this is something, the initiative is meeting parents halfway who have already started, you know, investing in their child's education or their uniforms or resources, not just giving them a handout. So this is us saying we are meeting you halfway, we are giving you a helping hand. So any lay-by that has been done, that has been sitting in the store for over 10 days, that qualifies. Some of these laborers, we've realized that they would have some casual clothing and all of that. But what we are saying is the majority of the items in that labor should be school related. So some of them have stationary items. Some of them, you know, we understand that there's also these young kids that are going into, you know, your crèche and all of that, that may be there. But the dominant stuff that we're looking for is school stuff. And yes, we started in Jan as a summer campaign. Winter is also coming up where parents will be looking to buy, you know, warm uniform items for their children and all of that. So this campaign is actually going to run throughout the year. And we are still challenging everyone to say, you know, we can do more by, you know, collaborating, by joining forces.
Yeah, my guest is Piwe Masuku, Marketing Manager, Fundi SA, and you're welcome to be part of the conversation on 072-567-1567. That's a WhatsApp number. You can call at any time, 021-446-0567. We are talking lay-bys, and they're one of the popular forms of purchases, as they allow consumers to buy items without incurring extra costs such as interest and initiation fees. Of course, they don't collect until the debt is paid up. But if you cancel your lay-by beforehand or fail to make a monthly payment, you can be charged a cancellation fee for failing to honor your repayments or even lose your lay-by entirely. It is in that vacuum that Fundi is operating and seeking, of course, more help to get to the needy. Just tell us maybe more about Fundi SA.
Okay. So Fundi SA is an education finance specialist and fund administration specialist that operates in the epicenter of technology, education and finance. So what we do, we have two parts of the business. The first part of the business is the lending business, where we provide education loans to government employees and some of the corporates that we have agreements with. Secondly, we have our administration portfolio that deals with distributing funds to the students in the education space in your tertiary environment. So a buzzer will come to us and they will say they have money that they need to inject into a pool of students, be it any field that they would be considering at a time. So we are able to recruit those students for them. We are able to monitor how the students are performing through the systems that we've put in place. And what we also do is we are able to assist them to track the performance and also, you know, where they need intervention. Our system is able to flag if a student is not coping, if the student needs psychosocial support and all of that. And those are some of the things that we are able to assist. Of recently also, we've launched Fundi Match. Fundi Match is a psychometric assessment that allows, you know, students to take the test to understand their personalities, to understand the fields in their career spaces where they need to be, you know, by assessing their abilities, by assessing the modules that they need to take up as early as grade 9, because that's where they start choosing their modules. And we also have our Fundi Connect platform that gives information about, you know, what you need to study, where to study, you know, how to prepare for exams. So there's a lot of information that a learner or a student can find on the Fundi Connect platform. And we also, in the pipeline, we have a Fundi Health product that's coming up, where we'll be assisting some of the students, you know, to cater for their health needs and all of that. So we are in the epicenter, and what we do is we are with you from, you know, your end to end journey.
So given your proximity to education, maybe this is a good question. It's in from a listener. It reads, I missed the entire conversation, but my two cents worth. Why do we still have to buy school uniforms? This is an unnecessary expense where government benefits once again. Scrap school uniforms.
So reality is school uniform is an easy way for, you know, for all of us to be unique in a school environment. Yes, it could sound as it's a necessary cost, but think about those serious days when our children go to school in their own private clothes. So some of these children are wearing expensive clothes. Some of them don't even have casual clothes to be wearing at home, basically. So imagine if a parent has to cater for a child to go to school in their own clothes, you know, 365 days a year. If they can't afford a set that will take them, you know, for 6 months or so, how will they be able to also afford, you know, those private clothing for them to change every day? And taking on the environment depends what age they are. our kids come back home with their pants torn on their knees and all of that every now and then. So that for me could be more expensive than just buying a school uniform, basically.
Okay, then we got a voice note in for you as well, Spiwe Masuku, Marketing Manager of Fundi SA. Let's take a listen, Joe.
Hi, good morning, South Africa. I just want to find out, just as we were this lady's just discussing, obviously she's mentioning that we can ask if anyone's on a lay-by and if we could obviously, in a sense, pay it forward. That's generally what it is. That's the request, by my understanding. But yes. just so we don't run into anything when you would want to do this, are the tellers, are they allowed to inform you as a general citizen that this person owes X amount on the lay-by and then you can obviously pay it just in connection with the new Papier Act? Obviously you don't want to pick up any nonsense there, that's quite stringent. So would they be able to provide you that information irrelevant of the Papier Act if you all wanted to pay it forward, or just how it would work?
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to answer that, what we normally do also, because we also respect the privacy and we also respect that some of these parents didn't even know about the campaign. So what we go in store, there is an invoice number. So what the tellers are able to do, they're able to pull an invoice number to tell you, okay, we have X number of lay-bys. And on these lay-bys, this is how much needs to be paid off for the lay-bys to be released without having to give you the name or the contact details of the person that owns the lay-by. So yes, it's not forced that the teller must give you the details of, but should you want to engage with the person that you paid for their lay-by, that message can be relayed by the teller to that person when they come to pick up. And if it's something that they are warm and they feel like they can do it, they'll be able to contact you instead of you contacting them.
Okay, Clary, please tell your guest, I don't know if this applies, but maybe it's something that you understand better than I do. Please tell your guest that trying to do a donation to the lay-by via an EFT is problematic. So says Rod.
Yeah, so we don't encourage EFTs because there can be a lot of fraudulent activities in between. So walking into a store is more ideal at this point because also, you know, you can see the items. Basically what they'll do, they'll say the invoice number, they'll take out the package and they will show you this is what's in the package. So at least there's a sense of comfort to say, at least my money is going where it's supposed to. Alternatively, on the foundation side, we are fundraising for all these different causes. There is a EFT method where you can donate any amount from 5 rand, you know, as much as you can donate on a monthly or once off. You can visit fundifoundation.org and you can go through the process of donating any funds that you have to the foundation, which will in turn be used for all the initiatives that are listed under the foundation. And this lay-by campaign is one of them that forms under Unite for Schools, and that's where we support our schools.
Now, the message in congratulatory in terms of your project, the lay-by is a great initiative. Most of us grew up with that system and it worked. I will support. So it's Fundi, did you say SA or fundifoundation.org?
Fundifoundation.org.
Okay, and you can make donations there as well.
Yes, you can. You are able to make donations on from the website, and your funds will be received and will be recorded. Where a corporate needs an 18A certificate, they are able to also contact us. The contact details are on the foundation side. We are able to issue an 18A certificate as well to individuals that donate, as well as corporates.
And there is no, 5 rand is the minimum amount that you're seeking.
Any amount. So imagine if about 100,000 South Africans donate 5 rand, because also we understand, you know, the reality of our lives now, the petrol, food is expensive and all of that. So we are not saying we want millions from each and every individual, but we are saying collaboratively with those 5 rand or 1 rand or 10 rand, it can go a long way in assisting a student in providing school uniforms and resources for many students out there.
We're going to wrap it there. Thank you very much for joining us today. Spiwe Masuku, Marketing Manager, Fundi SA, our everyday hero. And they're asking us to help. And I think it's a great initiative. Fundi is SA's leading education finance and education fund management solutions specialist. And they have solutions spanning finance and education loans, end-to-end bursary administration, and cashless digital services for students as well. In 2019, it launched its own NGO, the Fundi Foundation, aimed at partnering with public and private institutions to facilitate access to good quality education for the missing middle in particular. And the fund supports beneficiaries in both the secondary and the tertiary education spaces.